end of the day, you might say, well, I better go to bed. I feel a little bit.
You sleep in.
Right. But at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
Get up. Wake up.
Okay. What about somebody that can't hear anything at all? You say they're stone.
Deaf.
And if a man's been working out in the hot sun all day, he might come in and take off his shirt and wring it out and say, look how high.
How wet my shirt was.
Or look how high.
How tired I am.
Well, what was he doing? What did he do? He's out in the hot sun and he began to...
Wipe the sweat.
Yeah.
Look how he's sweating.
Right. Okay. Have you ever seen these places people might get on their skin? They've got a lump with a big cola in it, you know?
Oh, Lord, yeah. That's rising.
Yeah. You ever heard people call that anything else?
Boil.
Yeah. Yeah. What about a carbuncle?
Yeah. They call that, too.
Is that all the same thing?
I don't think so. My husband had a carbuncle on the back of his neck. Had 8 heads on it.
Yeah.
On the back of his neck. Now, they call that a carbuncle, but a regular rising has one head on it. You know, and one core in there?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. And that white stuff inside, you call that?
Corruption.
Yeah. Okay. Say if I got stung in the hand by a bee and my hand got bigger, I might say, well, look how my hand...
swelled.
Right. And if I get bit again, my hand's going...
Get bigger?
Mm-hmm. Or it's gonna, that same word, swell, you say my hand's gonna...
swell again.
Right. And I got it bit yesterday and my hand...
is better.
Okay. You know, sometimes when people get blisters on their hand, there's some kind of stuff inside that thing.
Water.
Yeah. Water blister.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of a blood blister?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, it is blood, isn't it? In a blood blister.
Just got blood instead of water in it.
But you pinch your finger with a hammer or something, you know, and you miss whatever you hit and pinch your finger, and that'd be a blood blister.
I see.
But you do have to hurt yourself to make a blood blister.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if in a war somebody got shot or stabbed, you'd take them to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound?
Yes, ma'am. Have you ever heard of if the wound doesn't heal cleanly, maybe it gets kind of grainy around it, you know? What kind of flesh would you call that?
Proud flesh.
Yeah. Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of infected or something? Yeah.
It's infection, but they call it proud flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It gets worse or yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. What if I got cut in my hand and I didn't want it to get infected?
Yeah.
What could you put on it to keep it from getting infected? Some kind of brown liquid?
Yeah. I'd put my cure comb on it.
Mm-hmm. I do what?
Or something like that.
You ever hear people still using iodine?
Iodine.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that is good. That I believe that. Well, I do know it's good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you keep any around?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had to take any of this white, bitter-tasting powder that people used to give for malaria?
Mm-hmm. Quinine.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, that quinine.
Yeah, pretty rough stuff.
Yeah. I just wonder what they ever done about, you know, people don't have malaria now like they did then.
Mm-hmm. Probably just better sanitary conditions.
And we all take shots.
Yeah.
That might be it.
Yeah.